Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 5 June 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. I do want to share some announcements with you, if you don't mind, very quickly. First, a praise report. Phil Hudock, our producer, one does a lot of DVDs, CDs, and gets everything on the computer for us and all the programs up all over the internet. Had surgery day on his, I think, left hip. He's doing fine. He's already walked over 100 yards on a walker, of course. He said, tell y'all, thanks for your prayers, but he's doing very well. Now, what happened this past Saturday, while the one in Bible study was, the power company had a scheduled outage. Post went off from 8 o'clock in the morning till sometime after noon, which would have shot our program in the head, so to speak. So, obviously, we didn't have it. But, of course, they didn't have the outage. Okay, there you go. I know. I'm sorry. But they supposed to have the power off for about 2.5-3 hours. That would have put us way behind what we're trying to do. So nonetheless, we'll try to make up as soon as possible. Don't know when Phil will be back on his feet to do another program. As soon as he is, we'll catch up on what's happening, folks, in Bible study. I want to do a lesson, a definite lesson, on America's destiny. As soon as you get back in Bible study in some detail. Matter of fact, Wednesday night, I'm going to teach it a little bit Wednesday night on Wednesday night's broadcast. So we're going to do a teaching. It won't be as good as the one in Bible study because we'll have no more time in Bible study. But we're going to talk about America's destiny from the Bible scriptures, folks. Not my thoughts, but the Bible's word. Also, a prayer request for Kevin for his eyes. And for Morris and son, now they got several of them here. And for Mick and Kathy. Myth and Kathy are out of New York, known for many years. And for Debbie, prayer request for Debbie, Mick and Kathy, Kevin, Morrison and son, and all those, please, for healing and whatever the Lord knows they need in their heart, please pray for them. And some good news, some of y'all probably remember Deborah Tavares. She'll be back on with us on the 12th. She'll be breaking radio silence for the first time in couple years, I'm guessing, on our broadcast on the 12th, so you don't want to miss that. You know, she's always a walking encyclopedia, what's going on. You don't want to miss that, folks. If at all possible, don't miss that program on the 12th, which will, of course, be next Monday, so don't try to miss that program. And don't forget, folks, we're offering sugar to fiber. I'm getting testimony now back in letters. Now, people who bought the sugar to fiber, if you're a diabetic or pre-diabetic, you need this product. It lowered my sugar numbers by 33%. Simply by following instructions in the bottle and taking them. And I do watch what I eat. Not always. I'll be quite honest with you. I'm not always good at that. But I watch it most time. But my numbers were down 33% with sugar to fiber. It works. I'm getting letters back now. People testify to it and said it really works. So if you are interested in it, if you're pre-diabetic, and folks, just fully warranted. If you don't wouldn't work, you get your money back. That's true. But you can get one bottle for $49.95 minus 10%, so $45. Or you can get two bottles for $85. There's 60 caps in a bottle. You take one to two before meals. I take two in the morning before you eat breakfast and two in the evening before you eat supper. You drink about 8 ounces of water when you do that, and it does wonders to getting all the carbs and the sugars to be changed into fiber. It changes 50 to 90% of your carbs and the sugars into fiber, folks. It actually is working for me very well. Thrilled to pieces with it. And I want you to know that we have it here at the ministry. You call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Total sugar to fiber. Anything else you might want, of course, we have here in the way, vitamin mirror, toothpaste, mouthwash, car device, straws, all the products are here. If you want them, just have to call Lisa and I tell her what you want, and we'll get right out to you. Okay, now, our guest tonight, young gentleman named Doug Thornton. Doug is well qualified to speak on many topics, and we'll just talk to him about tonight about a lot of different things, but we're going to start off with, I think, something that should concern all of us. But, Doug, before we get started, just for the new listeners, will you mind telling about who you are and your background?
Hey, Pastor Bush, thanks for having me on tonight. So my name's Doug Thornton. I'm the host of the American Vindicta Show. You can find that at gsradio.net. We're on between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern time frame. Also on Rumble, also on YouTube. So I have a unique background. I spent 4 years in the United States Marine Corps Infantry, deployed twice to Iraq. And then I was, I've been everywhere, did a little bit of everything. I did contractor work in Iraq. I have worked in various different prisons, and I worked for the Department of Homeland Security for 10 years, and primarily I was on the border, or I was working in all over the country, but for the last 4 years, I had been in Portland, Oregon, multiple times dealing with those idiots. And so what I did was I was on a special response team, a national team, and we, went anywhere the president sent our teams. So, that's kind of what I did. The most relevant things that I've done would be with the topic tonight is the border and just crime in general. So.
Well, to be quite honest with you, and I know you know a lot more than I do, but, Doug, I don't think we scratch the surface tonight talking about the crime that's going on in the world, but especially in our government, from locals to higher-ups. It's pretty much corrupted to the core. But I want to start out with, I want to share an article tonight about something that I think should concern all of us. We are headed, Doug, for civil war. I think you realize that, don't you?
Yes, I talk about it quite a bit on my show.
We're headed to civil war.
I think right now it's undeniable with the way the politics are going that they're going to take us to a civil war. Absolutely undeniable.
And that's exactly what they want. That's what they want. And if prophecy they're reading the Bible and from Dimitri Duman are true, that's when we're going to get taken down as a nation. But nonetheless, I want to read to you something that should concern us all because it affects us all. American cities are powder kegs ready to explode with chaos fueled by migrant policies. Now, you just listen to this. It's hard to believe that we're in this kind of shape, but this is only one location. Could we soon see riots breaking out across the U.S. in major urban areas, as you saw in the summer of 2020, or even worse? With the dramatic influx of migrants crossing the U.S. border of Mexico for the past many months, with many of them being transported to large cities, not only are riots and civil unrest likely, they are almost inevitable due to U.S. government policy that is funding this crisis. An independent reporter known as Save Says has just published a video report about a migrant crisis in New York City, where she reports that 50%, Doug, 50% of the hotels in New York City are now filled with migrants. She interviewed a whistleblower from one of these hotels, the Row New York City, which is just one block away from Times Square, and currently houses over 5,000 migrants in a 1,500-room facility, and rooms that used to rent for $500 a night. These people are in this one hotel delivering 2 or 3 babies a week, new babies in a week. They get free hotel room, free housekeeping and laundry, free meals a day. So the condition of the motel is getting in a horrible state. Orgies all the time, minors doing drugs, cops being free to go in there. But they're afraid to say anything because they're afraid of the migrants. Now, this is America today. And guess who's footing the bill, Doug? Guess who gets stuck with the bill with all this stuff? It ain't New York City. New York City doesn't pay anything. The people in New York pay it. You understand what I'm saying? So the taxpayers get stuck with that bill. And sooner or later, even New Yorkers might get mad enough to say, this is enough. We don't want any more of this. I don't know why we aren't already literally up in arms. I'm not apologizing. I don't apologize for saying that, folks. I don't. We're a nation of complacent cowards. This would have been turned around many years ago. I think it's too late to turn around now, but we have to go down swinging nonetheless. But, Doug, what do you want to add to that?
Well, let's talk about this. How about the arrest of individuals with criminal convictions? So the term criminal non-citizen refers to individuals who've been convicted of one or more crimes, right? So whether in the United States or outside of the United States. And that's prior to the interdiction by the U.S. Border Patrol. It doesn't include convictions for conduct that we would consider criminal in the United States. And arrests of criminal non-citizens are a subset of all total apprehensions by the U.S. Border Patrol. So in fiscal year 17, criminal non-citizens arrested in the United States was 8,531. 18, it was 6,698. 19, it was 4,269. And in 20, it was 2,438. Did you see how that number kept going down from 17, 18, 19 to 20? Okay. Mm-hmm. Fiscal year 2021, 10,763 arrests. 22, 12,028 arrests. And just right now in 23, we've had over 5,193 arrests, and it's not over. The criminal convictions that we're getting here would be as follows. So you got sexual offenses, illegal weapon possession, transportation, or trafficking, illegal entry and reentry, illegal drug possession and trafficking, homicide or manslaughter, driving under the influence, which that's where you get your manslaughter, burglary, robbery, larceny, theft, fraud, and then you would have assaults, batteries, and domestic violence. Now you can also add on mass shootings after what just happened recently in Houston.
Yes.
You know, and that's all that's happening, Pastor, while the lights are on.
Oh, yes.
The largest police state in the world is the United States.
I agree.
The most well-funded, well-trained, well-supplied volunteer police force in the world is the United States.
Yep.
We got all the laws applicable. We got all the courts in place, all the judges, all the DAs, all the assistant U.S. attorney generals. We got every different kind of way from Sunday to go and get you with a warrant. And yet, we are out of control with our crime, our gun crime, our domestic crimes, which, you know, it's a whole litany of things. But we also have terrorism that happens in this country from people that are non-citizens. And you never hear about it. You never hear about it. You have no idea what's crossing the border. Okay? In San Ysidro, California, at the entry control point there, there's a nine-story subterranean elevator that was dug by the cartels that's in Tijuana into the United States, and it would actually pop up. The door to get into this would pop up inside of a warehouse, and it's one of the only facilities like this that we've ever found. The cartel used miners that were out in the Sinaloa Mountains that were silver miners. They did the entire operation. They dug everything. There was an actual legitimate elevator working elevator. And congressional representatives would actually come to the San Ysidro Port of Entry, and they would get a tour to see it, to see the complexity of what we're having to fight every day. And that's just one. And if they can do that in an industrial area, that's literally where it pops out of, is probably a baseball throws away, maybe, let's say, 100 feet, 200 feet away, depending on how well you can throw a baseball, I guess, from the border, from where there's Border Patrol checkpoints right under our nose the entire time. All right, so look, these people can get in however they get in, and they will get in however they can get in. But they don't have to do that right now, do they?
No, they don't.
They can just walk right across the border.
They come right across and ushered in with federal marshals helping them cross the border.
Yep. They can walk right across. They get on Greyhound buses supplied by you and me. All right? And then our military is putting them on these buses because they're ordered to, not because they want to do it, not because they're part of the scheme, because they're ordered to do it. So who gives the order? That's the schemers, okay? And let's focus on that, because we're working our way up the food chain. You can't blame the private for doing what the private's told to do, because in the private's mind, if he doesn't do what he's told to do, his superiors are going to beat him for not doing it, which is rightly what would most likely happen, okay? So let's work our way up the food chain. You know who agrees to do this? The higher-ranking officers in the military. Spineless. They don't know how to say no. They have no voice, obviously, to object to what the politicians are mandating that they do. Now, let's find another problem real quick. What about the sheriff's department? What about the sheriff's department?
I agree.
What power does the sheriff have? Because if the sheriff doesn't have any power to control what comes in his county, then what authority does he actually have? If the federal government can just push a little old sheriff out of the way and say, hey, you're just a sheriff. You're just an elected representative with law enforcement duties. Get out of the way. Federal government's coming through. Well, who backs the sheriff? It's the city. It's the mayor. It's the governor. It's we the people. So if we want to place the blame, okay, the blame is on everybody, because we're all agreeing not to be players in this game, and we're just allowing the federal government to do whatever they want. But let me ask you this, Pastor, who's going to tell the federal government no?
Well, you covered it all. The states should. The states have a right and duty to do that. And then they'll say, well, they're withholding the federal funds. That's no big deal. Quit sending the state's funds to the federal government. Let the state take care of itself. Let it become independent.
Perfect.
That's called secession. What's wrong with that?
Yep. Well, I mean, look what happened in New Mexico. No, it was Arizona, okay? Governor Ducey, not the greatest guy in the world, of Arizona, takes Connex boxes, stacks them on top of each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
20-foot-tall walls. And he lines them across part of his border, trying to create as much of a border wall, fill in the gaps that he can. And then the federal government says, hey, we're telling you to take that down. Where was his testicular fortitude? You know, where was his ability to say, no, I'm the governor of this state, states' rights, thank you very much.
I agree.
You're not going to come take this down. And any one of your guys comes here to take anything down is going to be arrested by my state law enforcement.
I totally agree. That was a golden chance.
Yep.
A golden chance for somebody to take a stand.
I'd rather see a Mexican standoff between a governor and the president than, you know, just guys just getting bullied over. My governor's no different. Look at Greg Abbott. He's trying. He's doing the best he can. Don't give me those lies.
I agree. I totally agree.
Let me take you down the border and see what the best you got has done. Now, I will say this, talking to guys live on the border right now, that since Texas DPS and the Texas National Guard has been mobilized and put on the border, and the amount of concertina wire that they've strung up, that has helped to slow the tides, that has helped to funnel the migrants. But here's something that's not being talked about, okay? They can come over with wire clippers and bolt cutters and get right through the concertina wire, and it'll just roll up. You just move it out of the way, take boards and walk right over it. But that's not being done. And not only that, that migrant wave that everybody said, hey, look out, got to take over the whole southwest border. I said it because I'm repeating to you what Border Patrol said, okay? That's how worried they were about it. Now I'm going to tell you what they're saying. Somebody in Mexico told them not to come across. So that means somebody from the White House or from one of our congressional representatives is talking with the leaders of the groups of either the cartel or whoever it is pushing these people from Mexico into the U.S. and says, slow down. Things are being worked on. Don't push the people just yet. Here's one of the problems that I see with this occurring. You have a live threat, okay, a current live threat of international terrorism, where people can be sneaking in teams of terrorists, weapons, to include bioweapons, and from what I'm being told, I'm not going to say the word bioweapon because that can't be confirmed, but there's so many different variants of diseases right now sitting right across the river in, leading into Mexico, that when those people walk across the river and they eventually are allowed in, which I'm sure will happen, Biden will find a way to make that happen, we're going to see a new pandemic or multiple pandemics. Currently, the WHO is saying COVID-19 is not the only problem. We have SARS, we have MERS, it's a MERS COVID-19 mix, SARS, we have the Ebola virus and the Marburg virus, which, man, if those two things become live, I'm not going outside. Glad I bought a flamethrower. And then there you have Zika virus and West Nile and all these other nuances of viruses that will be out there. But what about vaccine-resistant tuberculosis? Vaccine-resistant polio. Those are things that are sitting in Mexico right now that are killing migrants, and we know that for a fact. When those things come across the border, you know what type of response we have to handle that? Nothing. We have nothing. Because we haven't had polio. We haven't had tuberculosis. And the stuff that we do have any type of medicine for is vaccine-resistant. So what you have is a perfect storm of just one of many storms. It's storm season, Pastor.
Yes, it is.
All right?
Yes, it is.
And, and then we'll have hurricane season on top of that. So cheers. It's going to be a great 2023.
I think you're right. I think
good news.
We're seeing the tip of the iceberg here, and I know that, and you know that. I don't like to talk about these things and make everybody get down, discouraged. I'm not doing it for that reason. But if we didn't warn the people, we'd be failing God's word to warn the people. The enemy is at the gates. Matter of fact, the enemy is already inside the city, and most of the enemy is the ones that run this country, or say they are, but they really are. You know, Doug, we can blame a lot. You said already, we can blame a lot of people for a lot of things, but it boils right down to it. Look in the mirror. You see whose fault it is. Now, you know, you and I see this happening, and I know millions of people see it happening. But most of them ignore it because they don't want to have their little world shattered. They won't get their paycheck or their welfare check. They won't get ready to watch a ball game and, take a vacation. They don't want to face the facts that their children and grandchildren are going to grow up in a total, complete tyranny. And we're already in that. We're already in a police state. We're in a police state that's run this country. We're in a police nation that wants to run the world. We're seeing war being instigated in Europe. We're seeing all kinds of things happen now with China. We're seeing things that happen in the Middle East. We're seeing the world being set up for a world war. And I just read an article today about a young gentleman lives in Ukraine. For the first time, his city had been rocketed. And he said it was just really odd to feel his house shaking at 3 o'clock in the morning because it's being rocketed. Folks, you better get used to that because it's coming to a neighborhood near you real soon. If we don't stop this thing and turn our backs away from the world and turn to God Almighty, ask for some courage and backbone to stand as men and women should. And I'm talking to the church right now. The church in America today is about as useless as titch on a boar hog. They're just hanging around doing nothing. That's what it boils down to. And I'm so sick and tired of these churches sitting around, man, we're just waiting for the rapture. That's exactly why your children are going to curse you one day, my friend. Now, I'm going to start preaching. I'm going to shut up, Doug, but you go ahead.
Oh, you're fine. I just got done preaching on my show. It'll be airing tomorrow. Look, I complained about the same thing. You know, for the longest time, I didn't know what I wanted to do with this new venture of mine. But before I got out of DHS, I had aspirations of becoming a police chaplain. Now, I may not be kinder and gentler and accommodating to your feelings, but I'm going to tell you like it is, and I'm going to tell the chaplains from both the military and law enforcement like it is. You're to blame. And for the pastors and deacons and church elders, and the reverends, and the cardinals, and every other type of name and position that you want to have in your church, you're to blame. Because where are you? Hiding behind your pulpit, cowering underneath your pews. Well, I'll sing all the hymns in the Heavenly Highway hymn book, but where are you telling this government where they can stick this LGBT Pride Month? This is what I just got done complaining about. I'm proud that I served in law enforcement. I'm proud that I served in the military, and I'm proud of the men that I served with. But I ain't proud of it no more. Because what I see is men who have cowered down to thugs and weak men, pencil-necked weak men who have forced a reprobate mindset. Can you imagine the chaplain sitting on the battleship right now, having to speak about Pride Month because his command staff said, you shall speak about Pride Month. And having to put your gospel away, having to take your cross down because it may offend somebody. What about the police chaplains who do the same thing?
Oh, absolutely.
To blame.
And I'll be interviewing a guest next week who gave up a 20-year career paycheck for the military because he wouldn't even take the jab, much less back sexual perversion. Folks, back at the break, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. And if you will call and talk to us, you can at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we're back, and again, we're talking to Doug Thornton. And we're going to tell you how to get in touch with Doug's website, how to listen to his broadcast. I don't want you to miss it. This man has got some courage, folks. He's still a young man, a daddy of five. He's not fighting for himself. I'm on the radio every night for myself, folks. Believe me, if Pastor Butch Paul had his druthers, he'd buy him a Johnny boat and go out on the river and fish a little bit. Buy him a John boat and take off a gun, just take out in the middle of the river and just fish and catch some bass and walleye. That's what I would do if it were up to me, but it's not up to me. I'm not in charge here. I'm a servant of the Almighty God. I'll go where I'm told to go, say what I'm told to say. And as older I get, the bolder I get. Maybe it's because I realize I have yet less years to live. I've already lived older than the average age in America, so why should I worry about being killed or dying? You see, folks, we have to get our mind off this idea that whenever this body goes down, we're finished. We're not. And your life, as I said many times in this program, this life you're living now is not a practice run. You don't get to go over and do it again. Say, I'll do better the second time around. Don't work that way. You get it right now, you don't get it right at all. It's just that easy. You don't get a second chance to turn this country around for the sake of your children or for the glory of God. You don't get to do that second time around. This is all there is. If you're not going to stand up and speak up now, then shut up and get out of the way. You're cluttered up the battlefield. Either get into the battle or get on the sidelines. Let the warriors fight. Now, Doug, I don't want to start preaching, but I get angry because so many people walk around with the label Christian, but they have no idea what it means to be a Christian. It's just standing for the truth today, and the true word of God will get you ridiculed, mocked, and maybe even prosecuted It's happening already in this country. People are going to jail for preaching the gospel, folks, not just in Canada, but here also. The payment for the lack of dedication in the church. Remember, judgment begins at the house of God. Get ready, because here it comes. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, I mean, how many who proclaim the word of God to be an elder of the church, or, you know, how many guys who've claimed nowadays lately to be a prophet, how many are willing to go to Beijing and start prophesizing on the streets of Tiananmen Square? How many of you are willing to go to Hong Kong right now and do it, or Iran, or North Korea, or D.C.? How about that one, huh? You can get locked up in D.C. Go to a Planned Parenthood and start preaching. Look what happens to you. You know, when the head dies, the body dies. And the head of our country has been, was supposed to be, God Almighty. And when we took his mighty holiness out of America, the body started to rot quick.
Amen.
And now you see all the creatures come to feed upon the carrion corpse that is America. And we're just being divided left and right by all the small interest groups, aren't we?
Well, you know, I want to tell you something real quick. I think you found this interesting. I won't read the whole article. But white supremacy, believe it or not, Doug, now covers Mexicans, Indians, and blacks.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, even better.
DHS. Go ahead.
DHS is a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, Tim Scott, the guy that's running for president, the black gentleman, they said mm-hmm. he's an Uncle Tom, so he's a white supremacist.
Yeah, I like Tim Scott.
I do, too. Yep, he's like a white supremacist, though. He's a white supremacist. He really is. So what I'm saying is they're dividing us up on purpose. They want division because Christ himself said a house divided can't stand. So we're being put into fighting factions among ourselves, because it's easier to take down a people that's fighting among themselves where the force comes in and takes them down, because they're already weakened by fighting among themselves. And America as a whole doesn't have enough backbone in it to stand up. It's like a jellyfish as a nation. That's just the way it is. Go ahead.
Well, we're going to devolve back into the 13 colonies.
America,
after the House of Cards is done tumbling, you're going to be back into the old Canadian fur trade days back in the 1600s, 1700s. That's what you're going to look like. You know, when people were getting waylaid on the highways by the highwaymen. That's what we're going to look like. You know why? Because that's what the rest of the world looks like. The rest of the world is the OK Corral. The rest of the world is the wild, wild west. Here in America, the morbidly obese are considered to be impoverished.
Yeah.
Well, in countries where I've been, the people who are impoverished, you can see their backbones and their ribs through their back.
Yep. I agree.
And it's the complete opposite here. It's to make you dumb, make you lazy, kill the testosterone, kill that driving inert force in men to always want to challenge themselves, to have that dangerous freedom, as Thomas Jefferson said, right? To be the man in the arena. But instead, the arena became the TV. And now I don't need to be an arena, because the TV is my arena, so I can watch the man be the man, and I'll pretend to be the man. I'll sit on my couch and get fat with my chips and my beer and, you know, the American dream. The American dream died. It's dead. The American dream is gone. You know who wants the American dream? People coming from all around the world into America. They want the American dream. Americans don't want it. Americans want to be fat and lazy. You know how many times people complain when I call them fat? Oh, Doug, you're hurting my feelings. I don't get friendship pay. You think the Lord raised up men to sit here and coddle you and comfort you?
Well, I said this many times, Doug. Did he crucify Christ because he didn't hurt anybody's feelings?
No. Hey, why did he was called the Rock of Offense?
Everybody hated him for what he said. Even disciples forsook him.
This is one of the current themes of shirts that I'm working on right now. You know what our master was called? And I loved it too. Troublemaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a troublemaker.
Yes, he was. Yes, he
a
was.
A man with no sin. Never once sinned. And he was the troublemaker. How about you? Answer that question, all you listening. Have you ever sinned? Have you ever been perfect like Christ? Well, if Christ was called the troublemaker, crucified for what we all did, how do you think they're going to treat us?
That's what Christ said.
Way worse. They're going to be worse. Read Matthew 24. I ain't got to read it for you. But all those bad things that happened in 24, what did he say? The end is not yet.
Yeah. Yep.
That means more bad stuff is going to come. And look, I understand. Look up because your redemption draweth nigh. But I'm here to tell everybody.
I got to say one thing. That same verse in the Bible in 1775 also. Look up, your redemption draweth nigh. They could have sat back and waited for the rapture too, or waited for whatever. The same verse that was in their Bible also. But they didn't sit around and wait for the king to take over and disarm them. They didn't know whether they were going to be taken out of this world right away or not, but they were going to stand for the truth while they were here. See, something happened to the man of America. Something's happened to the manhood of America. I know. They put all kinds of stuff in our drinking water that we lose our manhood. They do all kinds of things to us in our food and hormones to change into sissies. I know all that, but that's not to why there's nothing but a cop-picking excuse. Go ahead.
But is it though? I drink what you drink.
Yeah,
I eat what you eat.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they say it's just an excuse.
It's a mindset. It's a mindset. It's lackadaisical. That's one reason why I call suburbs coffin cities. You have no challenge there. You have no reason to get out and get sweat equity anymore. You live in your perfect cookie cutter life. And that's what the glories of war has bought for us, hasn't it? You were able to have this lifestyle off the backs of dead men. The politicians won't say that. They'll wave a little flag, a little American flag that's made in China that they get a 5% cut for. But they won't tell you the real truth. Men fought and died for this country, and women fought and died for this country. Now, how many people are willing to do that now when our foreign invaders come here to this country, though?
The foreign invaders are already here. We already have about 500,000 Chinese troops in this country that come across the border. You know that already.
Well, everything changes when the lights go out.
Yes.
That's when all this speculation, all this pumping of the chest and the egos that you hear from everybody around the world, we'll see how good you do when the lights go out. I've got my training. I did my time in war. I've got 15 professional years of working with a gun and tactics, either by myself or with small units. For many of you men out there, what do you have? Have you applied yourself? Can you see your toes? What happens, fathers? I got 5 kids. I challenge myself to this quite a bit. What happens when you're walking and you have those 5 kids? And they don't want to walk anymore. You know what you got to do? You got to carry them. How many of you fathers are ready to carry all your kids? Hard question.
It is a hard question.
How many of us have just food for at least 3 weeks? Just 3 weeks.
Yep.
You don't have food for 3 weeks, but you got beer to last you till next Sunday.
Very true. Hey, let's take a phone call. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, who runs the police departments all across America?
I don't know. Who runs them?
I'm not sure. Let me tell you something. You are familiar with Mark Carnegie, right?
With who? I'm sorry.
Mark Carnegie.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you do. Dankey D and Mark Corky.
Oh, Mark. Okay, I got you. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Now, here's what he was telling on Facebook, which got him kicked off of. Who runs the paint department? Shoot, term, but I just what it is. But why is the massage? That's why we're having all this cotton painting trouble by the police department. Also, look at the Black Lives Matter. He's waiting for this zombie, you know, all across the country. That's why.
Well, we're seeing the corruption make you so deep in three different directions. It's like trying
yeah,
to.
That's right.
It's like peeling off the onions layers. They stink. The further they go, they make your eyes water. And it's unbelievably corrupt in the world. But the false still lives are the people who sit back and let it happen. That's just the problem, Mick. The people sit back and whine and complain, but they do nothing about it. Oh, well, we just vote them out. How well has that been working the last several elections? You can't vote them out.
Hang them all. Why not? We just hang on the carpet batters. Yeah, That's all they are.
They are, but you can't vote them out when you run when the computers are controlled. We know that. And who was it said? I don't care how you vote. Is who doesn't matter how who votes is who counts the votes. I mean that's what works out to Mick. We've been duped, suckered, and we sit back with our eyes wide open, sucking off the government with our checks, and not letting anything this or that happen. That's what's going on. That's what happened. Good call, Mick, and good point. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And you know, Doug, I mean, that's what else to say. We're not going to change it with the ballot. You know that. That's been proven over and over. We are not going to change with the ballot. And besides that, both parties are basically the same party. You know that also.
Well, I try not to be a nihilist when I say this, but I think that our voting days are done with.
I agree.
Our voting days are done with. The country is, in my professional opinion, country's under judgment. We're just kind of going to sit back and take care of yourself until, you know, God says move. That's what I believe.
I do believe you're right. I do believe you're right. I don't like to think it. People say, you shouldn't. Well, I don't like to think it either. But, you know, God's judgment is for real. He doesn't joke about judgment. And America is definitely ripe for judgment. I mean, if you understand who End Time Babylon is, that's who we are. We're ripe for judgment. And it's coming. It's already here. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Come on in, Gary.
Hi, Butch. Hi, Doug.
Yes, sir.
Want everybody to know out there that Doug, you talked about this earlier. Okay, I was in the 82nd Airborne Division. I took jump school at Fort Benning, Georgia. Okay, I trained with the Ranger groups, okay, and other units within the 18th Airborne Corps. So, you know, when I go out on the street to stand up for life, to stand up for babies, I wear that 82nd Airborne patch on my beret. Okay, when I'm out there trying to save little bitty babies from being murdered by their mothers and fathers. And I'm going to tell you, I've been to church after church after church after church after church, and I could go on with that for a year. And I've never seen a bigger bunch of wimps in my entire life. I mean,
absolutely.
These people will identify, they will identify a problem. You got me going now. When you get people like this on, Butch, you get me going. I'm going to tell you, they will identify a problem. Now, I'm trying to get people to stand up for preborn babies, and I'll ask them. You know, I'll say, just a simple little thing. Look, if your neighbor's house is on fire, what do you do? Are you going to say, my neighbor's house is on fire, but you're not going to put it out? Then just shut up. Because you, and you know what you do when you do that? Okay, you allow it to continue. You know,
right.
God said, when we see a wrong, we try to right it.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you, I never seen a bigger bunch of sissies in a pulpits in this place where I'm at right now, and I make no apology for my speech, but you know that.
Amen.
But I'm telling you, everybody wants somebody else to do something. It's always somebody else. You know, and I'm sick and tired of it. And I'm going to tell you what, ever since Christ died, and I'm not blaming people for this, but I got to say it. You know, in all of humanity, from that point forward, you know, look up for your redemption grows nigh. So every generation thought about that and thought about that and thought about that and thought about that. And nowadays, we use it as an escape thing. I mean, God gave man dominion over the earth and everything that's on the face of the earth. So we pray to God that he would choose me to go out and change things. And by God, it's time for men in this nation to get that attitude.
Amen.
It's going to get changed when you decide that you're going to change it. Well, God bless you both, and I'll get off and let somebody else get on.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you for the call. You know, Doug, he's right. And we don't have to go into the streets all the time and scream. Just take a stand where you are. Run into some. If you go into some business somewhere and somebody there you see, you get involved in the discussion, and tell them the truth. Don't pussyfoot about it. Tell them the truth. Be polite if possible, but tell them the truth. You see somebody you don't agree with, say so. Just speak up. You'd be surprised, Doug, how many people that are shocked sometimes when I say something, but then they agree with me. They're shocked that I have enough nerve to say it. I walked into a bank today. They had a no firearms sticker in the door. Well, I always carry a gun. I walked in, talking to the lady in the office. I said, how well do you enforce that sign on your door? They call me the pistol packing preacher. I'm carrying a gun right now. She said, we don't enforce that at all. See, if people say that to her, they probably take the sign down. I know it's a corporate sign. I realize it's not the local banker who's doing that. I realize that. But enough people speak up, they might take those signs down. Because I just flat out ask her, how well do you enforce this? Because I had a gun on my hip. So we don't enforce it at all. Matter of fact, she said, I'd like to see somebody like you carry a gun. But am I the first one to say anything? Why am I the only one to say anything? What's going on here, Doug? I mean, we can't even speak up for something as little as that. I mean, come on, people. Where's your courage? I carry a pistol to church when I go to churches. I'm never invited to church anymore. I don't get invited to churches anymore. I don't get called to preach anywhere, except on my own radio show, my own little fellowship. But I carry a gun when I go. I'm not ashamed of that. And I tell the people, if they want me to come, expect me to be carrying a gun. If you don't like that, then I won't come. But, Doug, that's a little thing. That's a little tiny thing. But it's still important, isn't it?
It is. Well, for one thing, the last caller, Gary, 82nd Airborne, thank you for your service. Thank you for going out and standing up for the rights of unborn children. I hate using that term, fetus. They're unborn children. Look, you know, when you don't have stake in the game, you don't understand what blood for blood means. All right, Christ shed his blood for our blood. Okay? How many people out there are willing to do that for a stranger? When Christ says, pick up your cross and follow me, he didn't mean pick up a cross over at Dillard's and make sure it's 24 karat or 14 karat and put it around your neck. Right? What he meant is to literally do what I did. Stand up for what is right. Don't back down. It doesn't mean you have to be a sinner. It doesn't mean you have to ball up your fist and attack everyone around you. But how can they even judge you unrighteously when you have not done anything illegal?
Yeah.
And the Father sees that. The Father sees that. Because that judgment is then left for those people who judge you unrighteously when they get to meet him. So you do what's right. You do what's right. You praise God. You have faith. You stand up. Keep the fight, the good, righteous fight, and you let God worry about all the rest of this mess. But for these people, these jellyfish Christians, spineless Christians, those will be the ones who are going to come after you.
Yes, I agree.
It's the ones that listen, I've dealt with these people, and I happen to have known some of them. You, listening to me, probably know some of them. In a church setting, when I see a pastor that's a Democrat, my mind wants to explode. How can I have a man who's proclaiming the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ and then approves of abortion? Okay? Let's talk about elections real quick. We wanted to bring up elections. RFK Jr. Everybody loves this guy. He said, I'm for the Constitution and keeping guns and all those type of old school politics, and I'm your guy. Vote for me. He's also pro-abortion. So don't vote for him unless you want to vote for Satan. Because if you stand for shedding of any innocent blood, it's a
Amen.
Vote for Satan.
Amen.
Period. And I would love to hear pastors say that.
Amen to that. Well, they're not going to say that. And tell the folks again before we lose time here, how they can get a hold of you, go to your website and listen to your program.
Okay, so the best way to get a hold of me to watch what I'm doing until YouTube kicks me off for a fourth time is YouTube. American Vindicta Show. That's on YouTube, also on Rumble. And then I do a co-show with Dave Hodges of The Common Sense Show. We do the Doug and Dave Intel Report. That's also on Rumble. But please make sure you're subscribed to The Common Sense Show to see all the relevant material that we do on there. I do have a website, theamericanvindictashow.com. If you want to donate and help what I'm doing, you can do it from there. If you want to email me, americanvindictashow@gmail.com.
Wow. Doug, we've said a lot of words tonight. I hope some people listen with their heart, not just with their ears. Maybe by the grace of God, we'll give somebody, both male and female, some courage to stand. I mean, maybe we've got somebody just enough courage to say, tomorrow I'm going to say something. I'm going to take a stand. I'm not going to let my coworkers make me feel uncomfortable and talk about things that then kind of put me down because I don't think that way. I'm going to take a stand. I don't care what people think of me. I'm not going to be ashamed. They don't have to be around me. If they don't like me, you know, I mean, we need people to take a stand. Everyone forsook Christ, right, folks. Everyone forsook Christ. Everyone forsook Christ. Why should we expect anything less? Doug, we're down about the last 2 minutes. You go ahead.
Well, this is what I'd like to say. Our loving God has a jealous love for us. Do you have that same type of jealous love for your God? Are you really doing what you're supposed to be doing? Because I'm telling you, there's someone listening right now, you're not. So, this is what I'll tell you. Quit your sinning, get right with God, and do the right thing, and keep up the good fight. And stay frosty, because the enemy is out there, seeking whomever he can devour. And that's you. That's your family. Mothers and fathers, be equally yoked. Fathers, you're the warrior priest. Get up off your feet. Get up off your excuse. And do what God commanded you to do. That's all I got.
Amen. Well, you said it. It's everything you can say, Doug. And Doug Thornton, I want to thank you for being out there, my friend. Thanks for joining me tonight. I know that you're busy.
Thank you,
Pastor. A hard man to get a hold of. But let's do keep in touch. If anything I need to know, you know where I am. Anything that you need to tell somebody, you let me know. All right?
Roger that. Thank you very much for having me on, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to me run my mouth. And if you want to contact Pastor Bush and get me back on, hey, just tell him. Get Doug back on. I'll come on anytime.
All right, Doug. God bless, my friend. Thank you. Thank you so much. And before we forget, I want to thank you all that have been trying to help us out financially. I mean that. I want to thank Miss Blue in France for the donation she sent to us. I want to thank our sister Jan, who's helped us out. I want to thank everybody, every one of you out there who's helped us. Thank you. We're okay for the month. Okay, we got May bills paid, and now we're going into June. But I want to thank you for helping us keep our head above water through May. I sincerely mean that, folks. I truly do. I love you. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. And don't miss Wednesday night's program. Do not miss Wednesday night's broadcast. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.